one, two, broken but glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to join online by Brian Aidenson. How are you doing, Stephen, Brian?
Very well, mate. Thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, so I apologise to listeners. I'm recovering from a frozen infection, so hopefully my voice will last the whole interview. Can we start beginning? So how long have you been a wrestling fan?
A wrestling fan since I can remember. might give me age away a little bit, but I remember watching WCW back when it was on Channel 5.
Yeah.
So that's going back a while now.
I remember being on Channel 4, so that's how old I was.
Yeah, I think I was in that, where it basically changed over, I think. I think I just caught it.
Yeah. So who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
Oh, Rey Mysterio. Yeah. Rey Mysterio, not a shadow of a doubt.
It's people in their 20s, it's always Rey Mysterio, Jeff Hardy.
He's just the craziest. He's awesome. I mean, he's what, 41 now? And he can do some stuff that I don't think I'll ever be able to do in my lifetime, so that's off to him.
Yeah, I've loved his current run with Andrade.
Oh, some of that stuff is insane.
So I'm hoping this will, what he's currently doing, will lead into a feud of Daniel Bryan, hopefully. That's what I think
if the stars align. Yeah.
What prompted you to don the tights and get into the ring?
Well, I've wanted to do it since I can remember. That's how I got into karate and things like that. As a kid, I thought if I get me black belt, then WWE might look at me for being a wrestler. That didn't turn out quite well. But I'd done all the karate and things like that, and just one day decided to pursue it. So I think it was at Ring of Honor when it was at the Liverpool shows. I think it was War of the Worlds 2016 with me two best mates. And over a couple of beverages, my mate Lee John turned around and said, "Would you ever fancy doing something like that?" And without even thinking, I went, "Yeah." And then obviously drunken courage and all that, but a few years later I found myself at speaking to one of the guys at RWA, Abaddon, and he got me in. I seen his face on a poster, and he said, come down to training, and then just went from there.
Oh, brilliant. So was there a wrestler you wanted to mould your style around when you started training?
I'm a big fan of New Japan. That's my shtick. So guys like Katsuyori Shibata, Minoru Suzuki, anyone sort of that ilk, even for example Kyle O'Reilly. I love that sort of
extreme style,
almost brutal style.
Wow. But
I don't worry, I'm not like that, but I do like that sort of aggressive competition, if you will.
So what music do you have on your workout playlist?
Oh, it could be anything. Today was Dropkick Murphys.
My brother loves them. So.
I've sort of ebbed and flowed with stuff like that. I love shipping out to Boston. I was listening to a lot of on the lead up to Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Listening to loads of wrestling team tunes while I was in the gym.
All right.
But then it could be anything. Like Dolly Parton can come on. it's literally anything. It's random.
So what do your friends and family think about you getting into wrestling?
They're made up with it. My girlfriend especially, she thinks it's cool. It's to be honest, they really are amazing. My mum used to do seamstress and things like that, so she wants to make me transform me all the time. My dad just thinks, it is what it is, but he'll come down and support me. He still wants me to kick someone really hard, which, you know, I can do every now and again. But yeah, it's cool. All my friends and family come down and support pretty much every time I'm performing. So it's awesome. They really are awesome. I can't thank them enough.
So how did you come up with the Brian Adamson character?
The name, it's basically my two granddads. So I've got my granddad Brian and me other granddad Aidan. It's just blending the two together. So it's not really that original or anything like that, but it's just a little nod to them.
I say on the SmackDown games, I have a character called Reggie Howard, who's after my granddad and my best mate's granddad. We kind of just made a character.
I think it's the best way. You paid homage.
Yeah, he's black and white boxer.
I think the character wise, it's based on it's basically it's just like a personality trait from karate and other martial arts that have took on over the years. You have to be disciplined and controlled with what you're doing, and it's basically that, but in a wrestling format, and trying to hype people up and get involved in the matches and things like, whilst remaining in control of your emotions. If you follow me drift.
Yeah. How's it evolved since you started it?
I'd hope so. I'd like to think it has. I think it's an extension of myself. I think as I get more confident, I think it'll just grow naturally. So I'm involving the crowd more and trying to get the crowd behind me a lot more and things like that. So I think it has evolved to a point where hopefully people will take notice at some point and maybe take a chance, who knows.
Yeah, I watched one of your matches a day. You do a sweet Walls of Jericho.
Thank you very much.
I think you're doing it on Disciple in the tag team match.
Oh, yeah, well, I can throw that out again if you want.
Right, so, take us back to your first match. What do you remember about it? In hindsight, do you think it was any good? Or?
My first match was against Austin Townsend. And to be fair, I know a lot of people say, oh, it's the first match, or it's the drizzles. But yeah. I'm quite proud of it, in all honesty, because it's... I think to get from where I was to where I was then...
Yeah.
Like to the run up, I thought I've done not too bad, and obviously my trainer Andy Baker, he just made a point basically and went, do you want to have a go? So jumped at the opportunity without thinking of it, and then I think it dawned on me just before I was going through the curtain, like, you're actually going to do this.
Yeah.
You can't back out now, you've got to go through with this. So there was a little bit of a jitters before it, but then when I got out, it all just seemed to go away, and that's when I knew that I think professional wrestling is something that I should have been doing a lot longer than what I have been doing.
Yeah, I found that when I've asked our WA wrestlers, they all seem to enjoy their first match, whereas every other wrestler I've asked hated their first match. So it must be something in the training that gets you ready for it.
Well, I can only say the training's awesome, so that's all I can go off.
So, who do you enjoy working with the most?
To be honest, there's that many people that, I mean, just from RWA, there's that many, I think, quality wrestlers there that you could pick any. For example, I had a little bit of a run with Mr. Williams,
friend of the show.
Exactly, another friend of the show, I think he's a great guy.
He didn't start wrestling until he was 36.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. he's taught me a lot. He's helped me out a great deal. He's always there to help me as well with anything, even though he might not be a trainer every week or anything like that. He's always on the other end of the phone if I need him, which is brilliant. Mm. Disciple, again, is another guy who's awesome as well. Lance, who I'm going to be competing with against the 2nd of Feb.
Yep.
He's another guy that is, again, incredible. There's a load of talent there, though, there really is.
Yeah, so I've seen quite a lot of them at the Wrestle Island. That's my local show.
There's Alexis Falcon, Demon Eye, a good few people there as well.
Hello, it's me, Sammy, the Glitch, Ganon.
And I'm Crash, and together we are The Arcade. You're listening to Broken But Glorious.
So as you mentioned, you've got a big show coming up. RWA, it's the biggest show of the year.
The Grange Way. Memories.
Was it Grange Way Community Centre in Runcorn?
It certainly is. Doors open 6:30, bell time 7.
Yeah, you've described it as, on social media, as your biggest match, biggest match of your life.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'll be competing in singles action against Lance Rivera for the NXL Championship.
So for those who don't know, what level is the next level championship?
The NXL is our intercontinental championship. So it's one under the heavyweight championship.
Yeah. What's the story behind the feud so far?
Basically, I had to beat Riley Jackson for the number one contendership. Yeah. Two of us have been going for that for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Fortunately for me, I came out on top. Then me and Lance have had a slight altercation, whereas manager Stacey Rose decided to intervene, which cost me the W on that one. So slightly miffed, shall we say, about that. I'm looking forward to it. I want to really, really, really want to get my hands on that championship.
Yes, I did watch, as I said, I watched your tag team match you had late last year. And Lance seems to love to being the heel and interact with the crowd.
So. Yeah, he likes to ham it up a little bit, does Lance. So our last match, I had to get my arm back on him. So he does this thing where he lies on the turnbuckle, points his finger in the air and goes, "Number one, baby." So I had to retort.
Yeah. So what's your fans expect from an RWA event?
You can expect a hell of a lot from RWA events, to be honest. Mm. You can expect to see great talent putting on really good shows, solid wrestling, if you're a fan of wrestling. You get a little bit of everything, to be honest, with RWA. So, for example, like with Matt Fox, he's incredible. I know you've recently had him on as well.
Yeah.
He can wrestle the shoes off anybody. He can do a lot. There's a load of other talent as well that's just like him that can offer a hell of a lot in terms of wrestling. So whether you're into really hard hitting wrestling, whether you're into athletic wrestling, whether you're into a good all round family entertaining show, that's what we can offer RWA.
Yes, my son's wanted to ask a couple of questions. So he asked, what superhero power would you like?
Oh, as a comic book aficionado,
yeah.
I'm a bit greedy with terms of superhero powers, so I'd like to be invincible.
That would work with the net wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be champion everywhere. I'd probably like to be super smart as well, because I think that always helps.
Yeah,
I think that'd be my two.
He also asks, what's your favourite movie starring a wrestler?
Favourite movie starring a wrestler? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a tough one. I can't remember the name of the film. I know Hulk Hogan's in it, and it's turned into a meme where he just shouts Dookie dead last. Yeah.
No holds barred.
That's the one, yeah. Just for Hulk Hogan in it. Just for that one line.
It's not, if you go back and watch it now, it's not that bad of a movie. It's
got compared nostalgia. To a lot of films that come out now, it's alright, it holds up.
Yeah, I remember watching it when I was 11. They had, when WrestleMania 8 came on, they had that before it, so you had to watch the film and then WrestleMania 8 was on Sky Movies afterwards. So, I'm showing sure my age now. So.
Back in the day.
This has been Alexis Falcon on Broken But Glorious with my fan, Chris. See you all soon.
All right, so if you could change anything about independent wrestling or how people perceive pro wrestling, what would you change and why?
To be honest, I think the thing I'd change about independent wrestling for me is mainly for non-fans, just to see and to understand mainly how much hard work goes into it, because it's not as easy as people make out. It's all well and good that people turn around and can watch and enjoy whatever product it is that they choose to watch as a fan, but as a non-fan, when people turn around and go, oh, surely it's fake, and you get a lot of negativity about professional wrestling, I feel, from non-fans.
Yeah.
But I think that's from a, I wouldn't say ignorance, just from a lack of understanding what it is and what actually goes into professional wrestling. So I'd probably change people's perception of it by just to make people understand how physically demanding it is.
Yeah, because what you need to understand is the art of it is not hurting your opponent, but making it look like you are hurting your opponent. They're the best wrestlers.
The art of not actually knocking 7 bells out of your opponent.
But making it look like you are too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but if you can't find any wrestling you like these days, you're just not going to be a wrestling fan, I don't think. There's so much out there now.
Oh, I don't personally, as a professional wrestling fan, don't ever remember being this much choice. I think that me and my mate Lee were actually talking about this a few days ago.
Mm.
I think we're that spoiled for choice that you could, in theory, not work and just watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, professional wrestling, if you did so choose to.
Yeah.
Because there is literally that much out there now with all of the companies. I mean, just from the UK alone, you could pretty much fill your days with professional wrestling. There's that much choice. There's that many different people working different companies. There's that many people who work just for one company as well.
Mm.
So I think the way that professional wrestling is at the minute, I think it's brilliant for wrestlers, for everyone who's even remotely interested in it.
Yeah, and even if you're just a WWE fan, the amount of... If it's a pay-per-view weekend, you've got 4 hours on the Sunday, 3 hours on the Monday, 2 hours on the Tuesday.
If you get a big one, you get takeover the night before as well.
Yeah. So I haven't watched 205 live for months now. I just haven't got time to fit it in.
That's what I'm like. I mean, I've heard a load of good stuff about it, but I've not had time to get around to watching it.
I don't think I've watched it since NXT UK. That's kind of replaced 205 live now. It's only so many hours in the day.
I can only watch it for so long.
I think I've got four impacts on the Sky waiting to be watched. I just haven't got time to watch them all. So.
See, I don't even watch Impact that much anymore. No. It's just because there's that much going on. It's enough to make your head spin, I think. It really is.
Yeah, I managed to watch one of them because I was off sick earlier this week. So, but
well, I do hope you're on the mend.
But yeah, it's good. So, what's the best advice you've been given when you started in the business?
Best advice is keep your mouth shut and keep your eyes and your ears open.
Yeah.
I think that's, to be honest, the best way I learn. I tend to try and stay quite quiet in training. Only because I want to take in as much as I can, Pat as well, because I will forget things. So I like to try and take as many notes as I can, even if it's just something stupid. I'll take a note of it. I'll try and remember things and just basically accept anyone's advice from anyone that can give you. For example, I wrestled in front of Dr. Tom at a seminar last year, and I think his best advice to me personally was just to slow down, and obviously it's quite hard when you're doing it, but because you want to make everything look as much as a fight as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with you slowing it down, there's part of your brain that thinks, well, I'm trying to win, but then there's obviously the other time where the other part of your brain, that's telling you, well, if you do slow down, people are going to see more of what you're actually trying to do, so it makes it easier. So I think that those bits of advice have stuck with me.
Mm. Yeah, Mr. Williams said when he said, always have your kit with you. You don't know when you're going to be in the ring. So.
You just never know.
So Away From The Ring, you're a brand rep for Haemophilia. I said that right. Heroes. For the listeners who don't know what Haemophilia is, what is it and how did you get involved with the organisation?
Haemophilia is a blood disorder that it's basically it's not very common for people to have, but it can be quite problematic. It can be fatal in some cases for people who do have it. It's basically where the blood doesn't clot properly, so bruises can appear quite easily, and things like a small cut you can lose a lot of blood from a tiny cut because the blood doesn't clot as it should do. So it's basically one of my good friends, Tom and Daryl. They had a child and they got two kids. Sorry, and the latest son has got haemophilia. They found it obviously just by, as you do as parents, you change your nappies and changing the clothes and things like that. And they started to find little bruises all over him. Took him in, got him treated, and they from there have got in contact with Haemophilia Society and created Haemophilia Heroes, which is where myself, a local band from Widnes called Bish Nadar, and AJ Johnson from RWA also, we're all brand reps doing our bit for Haemophilia Heroes.
Oh, right. Brilliant. So I've been on the website. It's clothes and stuff you can buy.
Yeah, there's an array of T-shirts. You can also buy my T-shirt there. Little plug. You can buy AJ's T-shirt as well. There's T-shirts, hoodies, there's bottles, there's all sorts of cool stuff. You can even buy kids' clothes on there for the little ones.
Wow.
And it all goes back to charity. Every penny that they make goes back to the Haemophilia Society. So as cool as the designs are, it all helps at the end of the day. That's the thing. The good part of the professional wrestling being able to grant me at the minute anyway is that I can do something I enjoy and help spread awareness and help people out that need it as well.
And how and where can people find out more information about Haemophilia
Heroes? Literally, you could go onto the Haemophilia Heroes website or Haemophilia Society. I think it's haemophiliasociety.co.uk or it's .gov.uk. But yeah, you can find out loads more on there. Even the NHS website, they've got a little bit on there as well about it.
So yeah, I'll put all the website details and the Twitter handle in the description below the interview.
So, thank you very much.
So where can people see you in the near future?
I am going to be wrestling in Winsford this Saturday for RWA. That is going to be at the Newty Centre in Winsford. Doors open 6:30, bell time 7. It's going to be me versus Adam Silver.
Ooh.
So that's another match to look forward to.
Yeah.
And then you'll see me on the 2nd of February in Runcorn. Again, against Lance Rivera for the NXL Championship.
So good luck with your match against Lance Rivera for the... Am I saying...
Thank you very much.
Say next level championship, is that not right?
I think we just abbreviate it. Okay. NXL next level, it's the same.
So before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Let me just... So my Twitter handle is at BrianAidenson1. Which is Aidenson with an E. So it's AIDENSON. And again, it's the same pretty much on Instagram without the number one at the end. You can also find me on Facebook as Brian Aidenson as well.
Yeah, I'll put all the links in the description below the interview again. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Oh, thank you. I'd be more than happy to do that.